buscar. Life is always uncertain. Today, it's one way, tomorrow another. And you never know what will happen next. Many times good things happen, sometimes difficult events, difficult situations, whether they be in health or in some aspect of your life, some loss of loved one, some difficulty with your work, whatever the difficulty, these things come up in life, often suddenly, often unexpectedly. And life has a mixture of these challenges and difficulties, both personally and collectively, and sweet and loving times and experiences. So, how to weather these ups and downs, these favorable and unfavorable experiences in life, and maintain your relationship to the infinite Brahma. Maintain your relationship to the Sadguru, to the inner self. When things are going really well, it's easy to forget and become so excited and engaged in the good things in your life that you forget your meditation, you forget to remember the divine. And then when it goes badly, you are so busy crying and feeling sorry for yourself and dealing with your pain or your difficulty that you forget that the divine dwells in all things and in all experiences. So it seems the problem in both circumstances is forgetting, ceasing to remember your true nature, ceasing to remember the love that is infinite, ceasing to remember the qualities and characteristics of the divine being and your unity with that whole. So the solution is to, throughout ordinary days and times in your life when it is neither extremely happy or extremely unhappy, but ordinary days in your life, to take the time to cultivate knowledge of the great, to cultivate knowledge of the infinite nature of the self, to remember throughout the day, not just in your times of meditation, but throughout the day, to remember the divine, to take your guru mantra, to take that remembrance of the infinite one throughout the day. If you take this practice seriously, to stay in a state of remembrance, then it allows you, when your mind is overwhelmed by joy or tragedy, you can maintain. It is such a habit of mind that you are sustained during those times. For as you cultivate the habit of proximity to the divine, of recognition that the divine is in all things and all beings, as you cultivate a relationship to that knowledge, and that you yourself are in all things and all beings because you are one with the divine, so you cannot separate yourself out. You are alive in every living being, in the joys and tragedies of life, in all that is, for you are part of the divine eternal self in which this entire manifest universe abides. When you develop the habit of this remembrance, then it comes more and more naturally. It takes some time to cultivate this habit. But as you develop the habit of remembrance, it becomes like a second nature. Though you see yourself as the ego, as the body, mind, individual, you also see yourself in the infinite ocean of eternal being in which all existence abides. That remembrance becomes a knowledge that you have. It goes from a practice of remembering to a knowledge. For you are remembering something that is real, that is true. And when you become established, you become established in knowing that truth. Emotions go all over. Some days you feel loving, some days you feel irritable, some days you are very happy, some days you are sad, some days you might be angry. Emotions go all over. So the momentary experience of emotion can vary a great deal. But if you have developed this knowledge, this firm knowledge of your immortal nature, of the divine being who is always presence, that you have the knowledge to feel that presence, then even when you are overwhelmed by one emotion or another, or by pain or suffering in some way, still that knowledge abides. It's a steady awakening in the turmoil of this physical existence. It becomes a rudder in your life. So the point of Brahma Sadhana is not just that you have a nice meditation and a peaceful time and then you go about your daily life. No, the point is that you develop a remembrance that you carry out from your meditation into your existence. That is a realization when you realize a truth and it becomes a steady knowledge that you have. Not an idea that you believe, but something you know. You know it in the fiber of your being, you know it to be true. And you become established in that knowledge until it ceases to waver and it's steady. Then even when the mind goes off in various emotional states, that knowledge abides, that understanding abides, doesn't waver. It guides you. That presence is there with you. You know it, you feel it. And even when you can't feel it, you know it. And knowing is different than belief. There are many ideas that we believe in. We have many concepts that we adopt and we accept, and they become our beliefs. But there are some things that we know. They're not beliefs, because we know them through direct experience. When you experience the God Self all around you, within you, and you experience your fundamental unity with that God Self, and that experience is deep enough and strong enough that it stays in the mind, and then you take the practice of continual remembrance until one day you really remember. Somehow it becomes a knowledge that you have, an understanding that is solid, a truth that you know. That is an awakening. That is a dimming of the veil. And as you're established in truth, that truth carries forward through thick and thin. The mind may become covered by this emotion or that emotion for a time, but always that truth is there. Always you return to it. Then, over time, it becomes even more solid, more settled, more your experience, and the division between yourself and that God Self begins to diminish, until that divinity is your life, your blood, your breath, the life of your life. This is the journey of the soul towards the infinite. The awakening of truth in the minds filled with ignorance. The clearing of beliefs and bondage. So cultivate this knowledge, this practical knowledge of the God Self everywhere, all around you, within you, in every cell and molecule, every atom of your being, and in all beings around you. Then you are never alone, for that infinite God, that divinity, is always with you, is everywhere. And the division between you and that is something that fades away. All right. Are there any questions? Do you understand this idea? This path of truth?
Namaskar.